So let yourself be comfortable. Let your body really shift its way into a perfect posture for you. And following the poetic instruction of David White and Kabir and numerous others, find your breath. And let the breath be the ground, the anchor, the vehicle that your awareness merges into. Be with the breath as it moves up and down. Take 10 breaths, count them on your fingers. Letting your focus practice merging with the breath as you count it off. 10 fingers of breath. As you sit, being with your breath, let each breath stretch open a little bit higher, a little bit deeper, a little bit wider. So there's that sense that the breath is pushing you up towards the sky, down into the earth, and out to either side. What we call in Deva Yoga, the east and the west. Let the breath be the living presence that it already is inside of you, and use it, work with it, take its support, get inside your breath, let it show you all it can do. And when you've completed your 10 finger counted breaths, take the support of the mantra. Take Om Namah Shivaya, or take Om Aim Saraswatiye Svaha. And as you breathe in, sing the mantra into the breath. Sing it silently into the breath. And really work it even if you don't like the practice, even if it makes no sense, work it. Push beyond resistance. Take a risk. Leap. And any stray thought, any stray sensation, catch it and pull it back into yourself. The mind will wander, that's what it likes to do. But every time you catch it thinking, every time the body distracts with sensation, come back to the breath, come back to a mantra. Remember the Sheikh Nasruddin stories. Don't settle for a 50-foot deep well. Take it down 100. Don't get seduced by the light. Push down into the secret darkness. Don't be afraid of yourself. In the Pema Chodron talk that we were talking about earlier, she talks about there's that point when we embrace our fear, that we experience a kind of a tender shaking, I think is the word, vulnerability. But I disagree. I think as we penetrate deeper and deeper, what we find is love. What we open into are the layers of the heart. What we enter into is love. It's not the wishy-washy or dramatic love of movies and romance. It's a much deeper, steady, womb-like place. And it's so rich and so full and so protective and ever expanding and holding us. It's home. that's there inside of us, it's safety. That's what's sitting inside of us. Don't let the mind distract you. Don't let sensation pull you away. Enter into that shimmering nectar that sits like a pool at the center of your being.